There's a story of a little girl, and she was at Catholic school, a little kindergartner, and the teacher, she said, you know, if you take the next 10 minutes and just draw something, whatever you want to draw. And so she's starting her drawing, and the teacher comes around, and she says, Sally, what are you drawing? I can't quite make heads or tails of that. And she says, I'm drawing God. And the teacher says, well, that's beautiful, Sally, but the one problem is that nobody knows what God really looks like. And Sally said, well, hang on a minute and I'll show you. But isn't there something about how we all want to see the face of God? How we yearn to see the face of the Lord. And today is this beautiful celebration of Candlemas, also known as the Presentation. And I love that we have the candles and all this stuff because it's so beautiful. It's reminding us what actually happened back in those days. And by the way, this is one of the earliest masses that we have records of little excerpts from, you know, the early third century masses where they were celebrating Candlemas in the same way that we're doing it today with the candles and all this stuff. But what was so cool was like, this is, just imagine, okay, you have two people in this temple. You had Anna who lived in the temple. She never left. And then you had Simeon, who kind of came, and both of these figures are sort of like, we call them like the first religious man and woman, because they were just like, their whole life was God, okay? And it's very biblical right there. But anyway, so they're waiting, and then Mary and Joseph come into the temple with Jesus, the Christ child. This is the Messiah that Simeon as a prophet and Anna as a prophetess had hoped for and talked about and prepared for. And were so excited, like, and for their whole life. And now here he is in the flesh, coming in the temple. And Simeon, we heard it in the gospel, he just starts weeping. And he goes, he's just like, he gets to hold the Christ child. And he says, now I can die, because now everything that I've hoped for and lived for and prepared for has come true. I'm holding the Christ child. I'm holding the light of the world. And in my own arms, I see the salvation. Psalm 27 verse 1 says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? No one. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? And what we celebrate today is that Simeon and Anna, at the moment of the presentation, that they're, my whole life is fulfilled. I'm seeing, I'm laying eyes, I'm touching, I'm holding the salvation and the light of the world in Christ. And it's everything. He is everything. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? No one. Because we have the Lord Jesus. And you and I, because of our participation in the sacramental life of the church, when we come to Mass, Jesus is just as fully present here on this altar and in that tabernacle and in our perpetual adoration chapel. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? No one. Because I have Jesus. I have God, the one who's bigger than everything. The one who is life. The one who didn't just show us the way, but is the way. The one who didn't give us life, but is the life. He is the one that you and I don't just hold at Mass, but receive into our very being. We receive into our very soul, into our very body, the salvation and the light of the whole world, which is crazy, which is just absolutely crazy and amazing. And our job, okay, our job is not just to participate in that, be like, oh, isn't it nice? But like, then we go out and we must be the light. The first commandment God ever gave in the Bible, on the first page, let there be light. And there was darkness, it was a formless wasteland, and God looks down and says, let there be light. And our job, our call, no matter what age we are, whether we're a kid, whether we're in high school, whether we're old, whether we're middle, whatever we are, the call is the same. To be a living candle. Because to be a living candle, not just the light that I produce as Father Mike, but the light of Christ, whom I receive at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the risen Christ, who I receive here, then I get to be a living light. And holy smokes, are there not people that need a light? Whether people's darkness comes from the loneliness of old age, or the confusion of young age, or the franticness of middle age, or the sinfulness of every age, whatever, people have a little bit of darkness, and some people have a lot of it. And it makes a whole difference, a whole humongous difference, for us as faithful Catholics to incarnate the light, because we turn into Jesus at the Mass. If we do it right, if we're living right, we turn into the light and the salvation. We walk out and we light up wherever we go. We should glow. We should glow at the restaurant. We should glow in our offices. We should glow in our high schools. We should glow wherever we bloody go, because the world needs Jesus. And we get to take him wherever it is that we go. And our job is to be like, how am I doing that? How am I presenting Jesus, the presentation? How am I presenting Jesus, who is the light and the salvation, to everybody? Because people's lives depend on it. Not just the quality of their lives sometimes, but like the actual lives and the eternal lives. So let's glow the light of Christ wherever it is we go. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.